Howdy, y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Unstoppable. Here at a Contagious Smile with your awesome, fiery, red-headed hostess, Victoria. What? I said hostess like a hostess Twinkie cupcake.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Great.
And I'm just the guy in the background, Michael.
No, you're not just a guy in the background. Don't say that. Don't say that.
Okay, take it away, Victoria.
Thank you. You're so
What are we
sweet.
talking about?
I think we should talk about how people take for granted how quickly things can take a turn for the worst. I mean, let's look at many different things here for a moment. Like, Faith, we were having dinner. Next thing I know, a few hours later, we're told she's not going to make it through the night. And, Carissa, who's been one of my closest female friends forever, I considered her a sister. I lost her. I can't believe it's been a year. And then another good friend of mine who has been like a brother to me, out of nowhere, he took his own life. And then I find out, and I'm going to be respectful of the family, that I found out not even a couple hours ago, another really good friend of mine is fighting for his life. And the day before any of these events transpired, nobody would have predicted that this was going to happen. And that, life is too short not to take every moment and embrace it and love the ones that you love and enjoy life. Let the toxicity and the, excuse my French, but the bullshit that just won't matter in an hour, in a week, let it go. Let the people who want to fill you with negativity and toxicity, just let them go out of your life because misery loves company. And who needs or wants that in their life? Wouldn't you rather be unconditionally happy than absolutely just depressed and miserable?
I've been depressed and miserable. It's not fun. So just to recap, my wife touched on our daughter Faith. Just to recap real quick, yes, we had an awesome dinner together and went into the hospital that very night. Fast forward a couple weeks, most of her lower intestines was removed. She was on life support, dialysis, and
Test
ventilator,
tube, ventilator.
lung collapse while we were in there. Amongst other things, internal bleeding, and just a plethora of problems after problems. We're now in the better stages, where our daughter is here at the house with us. She still has a medical bag to deal with as far as vitamins, lipids,
TPN.
TPN, and she's recovering. Okay. Thank y'all for your prayers and y'all's donations. Everyone who, donated and contributed and asked about our daughter, thank you very much. But the point is, it happened in an instant, y'all. I mean, we went from a dinner to the emergency room. Who wants that? And
Who's prepared for
it
that?
was on a Thursday night. We got there early Friday morning, and then you don't care about your weekend. You don't care about the next couple weeks.
Or Christmas. We went through Christmas and didn't realize that we missed Christmas.
She was unconscious for 9 days, and that was one of the first things she asked about. I miss Christmas. To a child, Christmas can be an exciting time, especially since she's the only one here right now of our children getting the presents. So, one of the things my wife, my awesome sauce wife, does is in her paralegal aspect, a lot of the wills, living wills, last will and testament, power of attorney, medical power of attorney, all that hoo-ha. She encourages all her friends, even family members, and folks that I bring into this family. They're a family now, so she has encouraged each and every one of them to take care of your paperwork now, while you're in your right state of mind, while you're healthy. Just why you can, because like Molly said, it changes in an instant. And no, we could not have predicted that we would have been where we were, staying sleeping in the hospital for a month with our daughter, had anyone asked us. as far as we can are concerned, you know, our daughter has another, you know, 197
99.
seven years more to live. And, you know, then we're looking at a doctor in his eyes and he's telling us this is life threatening. She may not make it past 12 hours. Well, y'all get your paperwork done. Get things in order. As Mom pointed out, don't take for granted, you know, little things. Our daughter didn't speak for about 2 weeks, and our daughter is a yapper. Okay. I come home from work, and usually she has a drawing for me or some character she's trying to create in a book. And she goes into the name of the character, the backstory, the superpowers that they have, the siblings they have, their backstory and their siblings. And I hear this all the time. And you know, I took it for granted, y'all. I was like, yeah, that's cool, that's great, that's blah blah. And I would, you know, ask her questions about it to show my interest and try to get her to think in different ways. But you take these little moments for granted, and they slip by you so quick, y'all. Some of y'all know what we're talking about. You have family, loved ones, friends who have just all of a sudden, you know, there's some unfortunate accident, incident. You know, maybe they just, I don't know.
Well, you kept saying, "Oh my God, I never thought I would say how much I miss hearing her go on and on about this." And, you know, to say, you know, that's your child. But, you know, also when you think about it, at that moment, when you're in the moment and they're like, "We can take measures to keep her comfortable and let nature take its course."
No.
Michael and I looked at each other and were dumbfounded because that's never an option for us. And you think about it, and you don't realize or even come to grips with how you will feel until you're actually in that moment. And to have that burden taken off of you, I mean, like to think about if I was the one in that bed and you were standing there, for you to have to make those decisions while watching me lay there fighting for my life would.
Yeah, I'm not thinking about burial. I'm not talking about plots. I'm not thinking about cremation. I'm not thinking about the bills. Like, I'm not. This is a hospital. You're a doctor. You fix her. You know. It was so stressful.
But to have paperwork already filled out, even as parents for your children, so you can think about it, talk with your husband or your spouse. I mean, what if one of you are out of town? You know, sit down ahead of time and think about it and have it prepared. You'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it. And make those decisions because I'm here to tell you, I've been in that bed, but I was in that bed alone at a life or death situation. And now our daughter has been there again. This wasn't her first go at it. It better be her last. But I can't imagine if it was Michael just sitting there and you're staring at your spouse, your partner, your best friend, your lover, everybody and everyone that means anything to you is laying in front of you fighting to survive. And you take for granted that you probably never talked about what are their wishes, what are their wants and desires. And the way I do it, as even with my background as a paralegal and a medical mom, is I am meticulous to say the least. When I have done them for other members of our family, they couldn't believe the in-depth questions that were asked because I don't want your significant other or your next of kin to have to decide, do you want a feeding tube? Do you want an NG tube? Do you want life support? Do you want TPN and lipids? Do you want this, is that, and the other? These decisions can be made ahead of time so that you can utilize your time by your loved one, showing them how much you care and taking that into consideration and being there to help them get through this, because really no one is in the right state of mind during that time. No one, because you're watching your loved one fight to survive. I mean, you know, do you have a split second decision where you're like, hey, let's do this? I mean, is it something you'll regret later on the rest of your life? That's why you need to literally sit down, have a conversation, and have all this planned out. Have a medical power of attorney appointed, have a living will prepared, even for kids. So you and your spouse can sit down and make that decision that if one of you isn't present, that you both have your wishes and your child's wishes understood of what y'all want. It's so important. And not just that, I don't want to have our whole podcast today talk about such a hard, deep subject, but life is too short. You need to take every moment and enjoy life, grab it by the horns, just be happy and realize that jobs come and go. Hell, family members come and go. Family doesn't have to be blood related. They're the people that stand by you and with you that mean the world to you. I went yesterday after, never ever going and doing anything for myself, and I went and did something, and I went and I don't see myself the way my husband sees me, and I'll be
Smoking hot.
forthcoming in saying that. So I did a lot of research and found this wonderful, amazing lady, and her name is Brittany. And I went to go see her, and I trusted her. And I asked her to make me feel even remotely beautiful again, because I don't feel beautiful anymore. I feel like a hollowed out, scooped out shell of a scar, really. And she absolutely went above and beyond my expectations. She's amazing. I would drive anywhere to have her take care of my hair. She's amazing. I'm gonna have her come on the show too.
Shout out to Brittany. I don't know how you enhanced on perfection, but you did, girl. Thank you.
Aww, that's sweet. We're having a moment. Look at you.
You're hot.
Whatever. But you got to take the little things, for granted. Who cares? Like, I'm literally sitting in Brittany's chair, and she wanted to see, my tattoos. And next thing I know is she's looking at my upper arms, which my husband, I don't wear sleeveless, I don't wear short sleeves. I don't show myself because I am very, what's the word? Ashamed of all of my scars, even though I know they're my reminders of my survival. I know that they are there to remind me of how strong I am and I've overcome everything. But I went from having no scars to having most of my body as a scar. And it's a transition, especially for a woman. And then you go through these experiences and you may it realize that, life is too short. You should cuddle more with your significant other.
There's something wrong. Something in your throat.
Yeah, you should be cuddling your wife more, that you should, hold hands for no reason. You should, just fall in love with each other all over again, time and
This
time again.
you're talking about me. This is all me.
What's all you?
I do all these things
To whom and with
to
whom?
you,
With
with
whom?
you,
Since when?
since 20 years ago. Do I still open the car door for you?
Sometimes.
All the time.
Sometimes.
Do I hold your hand? All
Sometimes.
time. All the time.
No, you don't. Not all the time.
I can speak for you.
Oh, okay, please do. Go ahead. I can't wait.
So,
You do kiss my forehead every night,
every night.
which is the sweetest
It's the
thing.
sweetest thing.
The
Yes.
only other person who's ever done that was my grandfather.
Yes. So, let's piggyback off what you said. Y'all don't take these little moments for granted. And if y'all are in that type of relationship where
A soulmationship.
you have an abuser,
Oh,
y'all could
no.
get out. There are other fishes in the sea, so to speak, but there is someone out there that is your soulmate that won't harm you, that won't bring you to the brink of death, like my wife experienced.
You went through some pretty nasty abusive time, too.
Y'all don't take it for granted
You
that
admit it, though, because men go through it, too. Don't
I've
be
already
armor
admitted.
shield.
This is on past podcast number
Whatever.
64.
No, we're almost 200, but nice.
The one that I experienced.
Oh,
Yeah.
no idea.
So reach out to my wife through the website. Y'all can email her. What's your email address?
Seriously?
Seriously. Victoria@acontagioussmile.com.
Yes.
It's pretty simple.
Right?
Email the mess out of her, y'all, and load her down with questions and more work. Because My wife's a Terminator. She can do it. You can do it.
I know you just didn't do that.
It's a, you don't even know what movie.
I know.
Now, if I had made a reference from SCI, what's that? CI?
I've never watched CSI.
CSI and Blue Bloods and all that.
Faith watches that.
You would
Hey,
have known that.
but how awesome was it Malcolm Goodwin reached out?
Malcolm, shout out to Malcolm.
That was
That was awesome.
awesome. Like, I don't even know. I can't even imagine who it was.
Yeah, whoever that listener was, y'all are fabulous.
Well, no, because I try to keep up with everybody and keep, in contact with everybody. And then just to get that was so sweet. And then he went on to say how, he's now a fan. I would love to have him come on. We're doing on February 24th, we're doing Wags for Wishes, where we're donating one of our doggies to a family in need. And we are very excited about that because we've always been a family to pay it forward and help others, always. And for the very first time ever, we had to ask for help and you guys came running. And for that, we are forever thankful.
That reminds me, I have four
You.
other, yes, when I say this, I have four other dogs that I need to find good homes for. As y'all know, our Faith has been in the hospital and she's usually out there helping me. She does help me feed them, give them water.
Play with
And
them.
now, tentatively, she's not able to. It'll take her some time to get back to
She lost a
that
lot of
degree.
weight.
Yeah, she's very skinny, but I need to find these dogs some good homes. And I have four of them. So how can I do that?
They can reach out to one of us.
Victoria at a contagiousmile.com.
Do I not work 20 hours a day?
No,
Really?
really.
Would you like me to bring Faith in?
You work 22 hours a day.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks. That's nice. Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, look what we're watching on camera. Are you kidding me right now? Don't even say it.
What?
We, our whole
They're
property.
dogs. They're doing what dogs do. Albeit they're two female dogs.
Okay. Well, they don't
Well, they go with our LGBTQ
I was gonna say
TNA whatever.
they have no hatred for anyone. Our whole property is recorded and we have cameras across the entire property. And so we have monitors everywhere. And I just happened to look up and saw, is that who are those two? Is it
That would be Ariel
Ariel?
humping lady again.
No, that's Lady Humping
No.
Ariel.
No.
Seriously?
Look at her go. Wow.
Okay,
Anyway.
this is not a porn, and I don't want to be part of pornography, so. Oh, wow.
So thank y'all for sharing our podcast and our links
To everyone,
for
also, we're looking
Facebook.
for families that have an inspiring story that want to go into the drawing for one of our doggies that we're going to be giving away on Wags for Wishes. And we just email me because my husband's so forthcoming with that. Your story and why you think you and your family would
Well, they can write
be
me.
great recipients for our sweet puppy. Also, if you want to nominate somebody and someone's family, you can email me, Victoria@acontagiousmile.com, and we're going to be giving away one of these awesome, sweet, beautiful doggies during our Wags for Wishes little event on Saturday, the 24th.
Or they can email me, Solomon, the number 4, at a contagious smile.com.
How come you only want like the sweet story stuff?
They're not sweet.
It's hard to read, but when
It's
you
very.
learn and meet these beautiful kids, these kids are who everyone should take note from and learn from because they don't take anything for granted. They live life, they love life, they are so inspirational. There's such a drive in them, and they don't ever let anything get them down. I mean, they're just so happy, which is why we came up with a contagious smile because every smile tells a story.
I was watching when I was sitting on the throne earlier,
Are you serious?
I was watching TikTok and I saw Tim Tebow where he rolled out the red carpet for several special needs kids, and
He's
he
amazing.
put tiaras on the, girls,
Yeah.
and I mean,
He's gone to
just
prom with a lot of them.
made them a superstar, and all the fanfare and the photographers, and they're dressed up, and it's just, man, they're so freaking happy. They're
He's a
awesome.
genuine good soul. Like, seriously, you never hear anything negative about
Tim
Tim
Tebow, if you'd like
Tebow.
to come on, we'd love to have you, buddy.
I mean, you never hear anything negative about that man. He is so genuine and such a big-hearted gentleman.
I reached out to him, see if we could help out in any way.
We've been
So,
very lucky to have some really amazing
yes, we have.
celebrities, reach out and come on. They've been amazing. And we're very fortunate for that. We have a couple in the works too that I don't want to spoil yet that could be forthcoming.
If y'all like to help, reach out to us, Victoria at a Contagious Smile, Solomon 4 at a Contagious Smile. Let us know how y'all would like to help volunteer, an hour or two. Maybe give us some pointers. Because, last count, we were at 40 million followers. I don't know where we're at now.
We've lost some from the hospitalization, and
We've been,
that's
yeah.
okay. I mean, we also gained some. But don't take any moment for granted. Like, live each day. And then at the end of the day, think of something that made your day today. What are you most thankful for? Like, what are you most thankful for today?
See, like today, I did something sneaky.
You did.
I took my daughter off her bag of her
Well, not bag. She's on two pumps, and it's the
medication.
TPN and lipids.
And as I was cleaning up, I faked that there was something I had to pick up just slightly off and behind her head. And when I reached to get it, I gave her a quick kiss on the forehead. And I said, I got you, sucker.
That's so
So
sweet.
that was my moment of the day. Even though I always have these moments, I'm so sensitive and mushy and
Soft?
soft. I'm s no.
Yeah.
Negative.
Yeah. What's your moment
You're the
with,
soft one.
no, what's your moment with your wife of the day?
Haven't had one yet. Because when I woke up, you were gone this morning.
Yeah.
You were downstairs with the dogs.
I needed my stucco snuggle time.
And then I went to a quick job. So maybe we'll have a moment tonight. Oops, did I say that on air? Y'all don't look into that. Don't read into it. Anyway, commercial break.
Again, I want to do a shout out and thank Brittany for doing something amazing. It's one thing to have a job, it's another thing to have a calling. And this is her calling without question. She made me feel alive again about myself. And I thank her immensely for that. She owns her own hairdressing salon, and it's called Bloom. And I don't care where you're driving from, it is so worth it. It is in Dallas, Georgia, and she is so worth the drive. I don't care how long it takes me to get there, it's worth it. So you guys should check her out and tell her Victoria sent you. I mean, you're pretty happy with the outcome, right?
Hell yeah. And let's not forget our friend Whitney.
We love Whitney. I haven't been able to like catch up with her in the last little bit. She went on a vacation, well, not a vacation, but she went on a trip to Florida
She
and
set up an awesome GoFundMe and kept up with the updates and kept up with us during this trying time.
we're still in the trying time because we
So.
got lots of appointments and driving, and we've had to cut Michael's hours
I've had to cut my work hours.
because he has to be here. It's supposed to take two sterile sets of hands to set up and take down all of this, and being on one hand short makes it quite
All the
challenging.
medicine for our daughter.
And so the doctors wrote a letter for him for his job saying he has to come home early every day. So that kind of hurts us financially, but we are doing what we have to do. And so that GoFundMe has just been a lifesaver. We didn't see this part coming with him having to come home early every day. And that's going to be a challenge, but we're going to have to figure it out somehow.
Yeah, we'll get through. We always do.
Yeah, we always do.
We're Solomons. Okay, y'all, this has been a short podcast, right? And I guess we'll get back to interviewing or conversation, however you want to put it. Other survivors, I've offered other survivors to come on our show that I meet when I'm out doing my daytime job. You have beautiful green eyes. You do, woman.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And Miss Green Eyes here will take us out.
I feel like a Christmas ornament.
Really?
Can I say what Faith would say if she was in here right now?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sitting next to Ho Ho.
Oh my gosh.
I have to speak on her behalf.
Bye, y'all.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. And we will be with you guys again here soon. Have a great week.